Our pregame coverage continues here from Sale. I'm joined by the manager, Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. And Felipe, you started the series off really strong yesterday afternoon, a convincing 10-2 victory over Sale. And I guess, how did it feel to get a nice win like that to start off a series?
First of all, thanks for having me again. Nice start to a series, scored 10 runs, a couple big innings. I think as a group offensively, you know, kept pushing through those at bats until we finally, you know, were able to keep the line moving, and just looking forward for another strong day today.
You go back to last week, and really last 2 weeks rather, you've lost a lot of close games. It had to feel pretty nice to win comfortably like that in a kind of a stress-free environment, to pull away from one that early.
I mean, that's what makes it big to start the series this way, because I think that the previous 2 weeks we haven't really played that bad of baseball. Maybe a game here, a game there, where like defensively or as a group we kind of, you know, broke down. But we were into a handful of close ones a couple of weeks ago, three walk-offs, whatever it was, and then, you know, losing a couple of games late innings. To our understanding, it's not like we're playing, you know, bad baseball. It's just how it is sometimes. As a group, you go through the stretches, but then, you know, to be able to bounce back, you know, have a nice off day and start the series this way is very comforting.
We talked on the same subject last week, you know, a lot of one-run losses. You talked about the walk-offs there. But ultimately, as a manager, when you see these close losses happening, what, from your perspective, do you feel like this team maybe is learning or has to do a little bit better to maybe win one of these games by one, whether being on the wrong end of it?
As a player development manager, like, all you want to make sure that the guys are developing and making progress. Our teams changed quite a bit over the last, you know, 4 weeks. So, like, watching guys battle through these games and being able to put at bats the way we've been able to put at bats, especially last series, because we were down early, you know, most of the games, and we were able to, like, you know, cut the margin down or even, you know, tie games and just battle through them till late innings. So that means a lot. That means that the guys are, you know, trusting the process. They're getting better. So you're losing games, but you also understand the guys are heading in the right direction.
I think one thing that's been pretty nice with this club the last few weeks is you've had some minor league rehabbers on the roster. Toby Welk a couple weeks ago, Ramon Rodriguez last week, and now you got Higgins and Retzbach here. How important is it to have some older guys for what is a pretty young clubhouse here?
Oh, very important, especially, you know, with us, since we've changed a lot, you know, having guys. Last week was big with Ramon and, like, being able to, like, share catching time with Basayo last week, and then, you know, go through game strategies and talk situation during the game. Ramon's a guy that's played for a while. He was invited to big league camp. So there's a lot of knowledge at his young age that he could share with a guy like Samuel Basayo, who's 18 years old. And then this week, you know, being able to add Ryan Higgins, who was here last year for a little bit, Adam Resbich, who was here for a little bit. I mean, those two guys really add to our lineup, but also add to, you know, personnel in terms of leading, you know, our younger guys and the understanding that, you know, they were here last year, they had success, and now they've moved on to the next level.
We're talking with manager Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. A few more things for you, Felipe. You've had some nice bats over the last few weeks, one of them being Trenton Craig. We weren't talking about him a whole lot, but he had a really good start to this season. He's come back, and it's like he's never left, contributing right away. What do you make of the way TC's come back from his injury and really played at a high level?
Well, TC, great addition. Last year, he was able to go to high A, and this year he had to come back. That's sometimes how teams shape out in the minors, and I think he embraced that really well. He embraced the group he was around with, and he started pretty strong. Too bad he was, you know, had to go. He was sent down with injury, and but yeah, glad to have him back. He's fully healthy. It's like he's never left. Like you just mentioned, guy with some tools who can run, who can play all three in the outfield. You could boom him in your lineup, and he'll definitely, you know, be a good asset there.
Noelbert Romero is the other one. He spent a good portion of last year with the Shorebirds, got a promotion to Aberdeen at the end, and had a maybe a little bit of a slow start adjusting to this lineup, but now he's really swung the bat well over the last few weeks, the last two games especially. But what do you make the way he's come back, played multiple positions, and now starting to really produce offensively?
Romero is capable of doing that. I mean, he's a good player handling, you know, the moving around, the playing the multiple positions. And I think for him starting the season in Aberdeen and then moving to Bowie and, like, being exposed to all that and then coming back to us and now getting a little more chance of a playing time will definitely help him.
Tonight you got Wyatt Chaney and Jared Beck pitching both doubleheader games for you. But I actually want to go back to yesterday. Alfred Vega, 3-4, really good innings as a starter. Quietly, he hasn't allowed any runs in over 18 innings going through his last five appearances. What do you make of the way Vega has really transformed himself from April to now to being a very consistent arm for you guys?
Well, Vega is a guy that we really like. I mean, there's a reason why we picked him in the minor league Rule 5. And that's what we hope for. I think early on, like most of these kids, especially Orlando kids, you know, the exposure to the different weather, different organization. I know his role kind of changed a little bit this year for what he was used to in the past. And I think once he got to settle in, like, he went back to the pitcher that we were expecting him to be. And it's been fun to watch him pitch. I think we all knew he could do what he's doing right now. And like I said, looking forward to more quality starts from him.
Felipe, we really appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Felipe Rojas-Alou, Jr., manager for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.